Time for our best 5 minutes of the day. We got Jason Kanz on the line here on a Tuesday, April 8th. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was thinking a lot of times we had in the past, we try to vary the conversation pieces, and we're talking about Mental Health Monday, and it's a Tuesday, but I got to say, I hear a lot of people talking about that these days, and so if you or loved ones are facing challenges in that regard, one of the good things, I guess, that did come out of COVID and that whole era not that long ago is somehow it seems to have made it easier to talk about mental health concerns, which had so often been pushed into the background, right?
Yeah, I think that's true. There was a lot of mental health concerns coming out of the pandemic. We are definitely seeing mental health issues going on now, kind of this heightened national or even world stress. We're just all on edge. And I think to be able to name that is really good and important. I've actually been thinking about my own over the last few days. What are things I can put into place to help bring some semblance of peace into my day-to-day life?
Are you sensing that more in terms of the people that you see, the stress, the anxiety?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think... it's just almost palpable. You can almost feel it in the air, just the level of stress that's happening. And, I think we see it in person. I think we see it on social media. There's just this nationwide, worldwide heightened stress that's happening. Because a lot of us don't know what's going to come. And so there's a lot of fear around that.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty for sure.
Yep.
So, I don't know, we were working our way through some Larry Crabb books. Different Kind of Happiness was where we kind of stalled out. And I was like, more than just the 7 questions, I wanted to back up a little because this book is just so rich. And I would encourage people, if they never got it, to consider it. But one of the chapters is The One Prayer God Always Answers. It's on page 57. Could that be a prayer? I know it says in 1 John 5:14-15, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, we know we have what we asked of him. But, wow, a prayer that God always answers?
I've pondered that question a lot. I think things that God does that really make us more deeply relational, I think, things that help us to love God more are things that God is going to answer.
And that seems to be what Larry says in that chapter. I'm looking for the exact prayer as I talk to you, but that idea that having to do with relationship is what it's about. Yeah,
again, so much of what he has written, it comes down to relationship and how we understand ourselves as relational beings, how God is relational. And so his prayers also are going to follow that that idea.
And again, as I recall it, he would always, he would be a guy, the C.S. Lewis quote, first things and second things, and be pointing us towards relationship with God, relationship with God, relationship with God, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The C.S. Lewis quote, if I recall, is if you put first things first, you get both first and second things. But if you put second things first, you lose both, along those lines. And so it's that idea of how are we rightly organizing or ordering our lives. And I think that those are good questions. And maybe a lot of what we're seeing now is putting second things first. And, I'm certainly guilty of that as much as anybody else is.
And I think that can so often be in terms of, as we join that together with prayer, right? Often it's just like we face trials and we ask, why me, why this, why now? And God, get me out of this.
Yeah.
And he's just like, my child, I've got this to form and shape and deepen. And hello, I'm here. I want to be your first, second, and third priority. So.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyhow, those are 2 chapters that back-to-back in Larry's book about chapter 4, in A Different Kind of Happiness, The One Prayer God Always Answers. Another, am I even interested in praying The One Prayer God Always Answers?
That's an important question, right? Yeah. I think we have to ask that as well.
All right, maybe we'll pick up on more on that tomorrow. Thank you, friend.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Our buddy Jason Kanz here, best 5 minutes of the day. Wouldn't you know it? Our good brother in the Lord, Randy in Stanley, says he's fulfilling his hopes and hoops pledge. Keep up the good work, WWIB. But he did that. But then on top of that, Single Mom Saturday, $100 more. So, Randy, thank you so much, man. You're awesome. All right, we're 20% of the way to that goal of 500 by 7 this morning. Let's get there. Let me bring you up to speed at least this morning before 7 on our Single Mom Saturday fundraising day 4, and it only goes through Friday. And initially, we made a goal of $500, so trying to do that. And Randy came through with $100, and we're waiting. And right near the end, and the listeners haven't heard this, but James, so the guy's really coming out today. James with another $100 from Arkansas. So that's $200 this morning. So we appreciate that as that gets us here. So not quite to the 500, but overnight we did see CeCe with the $500 and also another 80 from Jody.
Thank you so much, everybody. And you know what? Why don't we see, Halvo, if we can do a $2,000 Tuesday here in any form or fashion before our show ends at 9 a.m. with Focus on the Family? Could we see another $2,000 raised? And it's like, wow, that's a big goal. That's a lot. But it starts with, again, one person saying, hey, I'll give a gift. And maybe it's $20 or $50 or $100. Again, there could be somebody out there who could do that entire amount all by themselves. There could be two people who could drop $1,000 or four people who could give $500 like CeCe so generously did from Bruce. But maybe it's 20 people giving $100 before 9 a.m. or 40 people giving $50 or 100 people giving $20. But again, each day, yeah, we have these goals as we're trying to climb the mountain to raise as much as possible to be divided equally among these 10 single mothers for their car repairs. And again, we keep reiterating, you can't give too much for something like this. You all know what vehicle repairs can cost. You all know what can happen when you have an unexpected vehicle repair and how that can impact your budget. And think about that if there's just a single income in a household. So that's what I'd like to throw out there this morning is can we have a $2,000 Tuesday meeting before 9 a.m.? Could we see another $2,000 or more raised for this year's Single Mom Saturday? And it's easy to give. It takes you maybe 60 to 90 seconds right at the very top of the page at WWIB.com. Big red bar there to give.
All right, we got a big goal this morning because remember, we're trying to get to $6,100 to match our generous business sponsors in our Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund. But, you know, breaking this down into bite-sized chunks, baby steps. And so today, though, $2,000 by 9 o'clock is the goal.
$2,000 Tuesday is the goal. And again, I don't know. Maybe there's somebody out there who would be so moved that they take care of all of that or half of that. Maybe it's some larger gifts out there, but also it could be a lot of people collectively saying, I could give $50 or $100, I could give $20, I could help move toward this goal, and I'm not going to let someone else do it. If the Lord prompts me to help these single moms and to bless them and honor them, then I'm going to respond to that prompting and help. And right at the top of the page, again, we do try to make it as easy as possible for you at WWIB.com. There's a big red bar right at the top of the page for the Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund right at the very top. And truly, it probably takes, I think, less than 2 minutes, probably 60 to 90 seconds to make a gift. It's not a big interruption on your day.
All right, Caleb, I think I've given every year, and I've been praying about this. I've been praying about the event beforehand and, you know, kind of wrestling in terms of and hearing. And I encourage in terms of my own spiritual growth and development, if you will, because I think in the past, even last year, I can say I gave 150, and my mindset was really in terms of, you know, whether I talked about my mom and sisters have been single moms in the past or whatever I did, but it was really more of for me. And this year, because I've heard all these single mom testimonies leading up to this week and such, I mean, I can't, yeah, Andrea and Rachel and Sarah, these are on my mind. And I know they represent many more single moms and the kids. And so I feel like more the Spirit has kind of prompted me towards, well, if you give that, how much is it going to be per mom? And I've kind of pushed back like, well, that's kind of inconvenient. I mean, it feels smaller because, I mean, if it was only five moms, it'd be more, but it's 10. And so, again, my theme for me and then my challenge for the listeners is, can you do a little more? It's a little more for this year. So for me, I want to up it to, and I've wrestled and I'm settling at 200. Now, 200, that lays the foundation for the 2,000 by 9 o'clock.
The first 10% of it.
That's the first 10%, and it's $20 per mom. I wish I could do the whole 20,000, but, you know, can't. I mean, I make a sacrificial commitment to my church. Warren Stewart, our founder, always said, give first to your church, support your local church. He was a pastor. And then also, you know, thinking in Teamwork Africa, I try to give as much as I can to the ministry my wife has, you know, we started and heads up in Liberia, West Africa, because we could use some more support. So I'm not sure this is going to create the greatest marital harmony at home, but nonetheless, you know, $200 towards the Single Mom Saturday, and there's a foundation in our start toward 9 o'clock.
And again, first gift after 7 o'clock as we've thrown out this goal of $2,000. So thank you, Halvo. And what you mentioned, doing a little bit more. So again, maybe you gave $50 last year. Maybe you could give $75 or $100 this year. Maybe you gave $100 last year. Maybe you could give $150 or $200 this year. Maybe you didn't give last year. Maybe this is the first you're hearing about it. So that little more challenge is maybe $25 or $50 or $100 or something this year if you didn't give before too. But could you say, hey, we see what's going on in the world, and rather than saying, well, I'm going to give less because it's tough out there with inflation and stock market and all those things, maybe say, hey, I can, stepping out in the faith that God provides, I can do what I did last year and a little more. And so, again, Halvo leading the way. Thank you so much. So that's the first 200 toward our goal of 2,000 before 9 a.m. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Would you join Halvo? Would you join others in saying this is a worthy cause? These moms are a worthy cause of showing them the love of Jesus Christ and wrapping our arms around them and saying you are loved, you are accepted, you are welcomed, and we want to walk with you for a little while along this lonely road that is single parenting, and we want to put our arms around you and say, hey, Mama, it's going to get better. It may be hard now, but it's going to get better because God is faithful and he loves you.
There we go. Again, WIB.com. Click on that banner on top of the page. You read my mind. That's exactly it, Caleb. What you did before, a little more. If you never have given, maybe this is the year. That would be your little more. Let's support the single moms and those young ones.
So again, we have a $2,000 Tuesday challenge. Could we, before 9 a.m., in some form or fashion, reach $2,000 more raised for this year's Single Mom Saturday Surprise Vehicle Repair Fund? And Halvo threw it out a little bit ago saying he wants to do a little more than last year, and said last year gave $150. This year I want to give $200. And again, it's a pinch, right? That's a cost to that. But saying, I want to do that for these moms. And that's 10% on the way to the $2,000 challenge.
Because I think, like all of our listeners, I'm sure they support their local church, maybe WIB Incorporated, right? So you're stretching, you know?
Yes. And so thank you so much to Halvo for starting us off and saying, hey, could you give a little more than you gave last year? If you gave last year, if you gave nothing last year, could you give something this year? If you gave a little bit last year, could you give a little more this year? Thank you so much to Luke from Ladysmith, the first person to respond to Halvo's call there. And he is matching, Halvo, your $200.
Wow.
Another 10% on the way to the $2,000 Tuesday challenge this morning. And he says, good morning, WIBland. This is Luke from Ladysmith. I just wanted to help raise the money to meet this goal. He says, I have some extra tax money, and I just wanted to use it to bless these moms. God bless you. Thank you, Luke. Mm. Thank you so much. Just heard from Alan Peggy as well, our friends Alan Peggy from Wiffy, and they give $50 toward the fund for this year's single mom. So again, $450 on the way toward our goal of $2,000 or more by 9 a.m. this morning. Thank you all for helping us get started, and we want to just keep climbing, keep moving as high as we can to turn that fund from our sponsors into double, then triple, whatever we can do for this year's single moms and that surprise vehicle repair fund that'll be held in trust for them at Bloomer Tire.
And I'm seeing Susan in Bloomer as well. So she's saying $100, and she says, you're right, Mark, step up, give more.
Wow.
So
thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. So we'll continue to climb that mountain together and help us get there. We need whatever you can do. You're going to have the kindest kids in the world because people don't know this. These are Caleb's kids. And they've just kind of, Caleb's creative. He's getting him worked in. But as they've voiced all of this, it's going to sink into their hearts and minds.
I hope so. And that's kind of what we're hoping too with Single Mom Saturday, that again, talking about this, and it's a lot. We're talking about it a lot because this is 1 week only. But we hope that you don't walk away from this week unmoved. We hope that you're praying for this event, for these 10 single moms, for their children, for their families. We hope that you're praying for the fundraising this week to make this vehicle repair fund as big as possible. And we hope that if the Lord moves you to give, prompts you, nudges you, pokes you to give, that you respond to that call and that you help. And again, that looks different for different people. Some people could give $1,000 or $500. Some people could give $5 or $10 or $20. And that's a big sacrifice for them. But again, my prayer for you is that you all would know the joy of giving sacrificially and unselfishly to those who can never thank or repay you, because there is joy there. I don't know what to say other than that, but trust me, friends, not trust me. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. Trust God.
Yeah.
Because there is joy in giving to people who can't repay you. There truly, truly is. And I want you to experience that joy that God-honoring generosity brings.
Be like the widow in Matthew 21 who Jesus commended, right? Let's look to her as a giving example. And as we say, it's not us. I didn't come up with the saying. Caleb didn't. That it's the New Testament where Paul says God loves a cheerful giver. He writes that in the inspiration of the Spirit. Hey, we're going to be treating these single-parent families to a day full of fun while their vehicle receives a free oil change. But what they don't know is that with your help, we're also creating this surprise vehicle repair fund for them waiting at the end of the day at Bloomer Tire Center. And Caleb, for 3 years running, you've seen the reactions from moms. What's that like, seeing their reaction when they find out last year they had $2,250 waiting for them in this account?
Honestly, it gets really quiet.
Hmm.
It's not this like hurrahs and cheer. It gets quiet because it's this wow moment people care that much about me.
Yeah.
And
right.
You know, we get to know some of the stories. Again, I contact the moms when they're nominated and hear little bits and pieces. We ask them about ways we can pray for them and yeah, some of these women have been through a lot. Some have had a lot of relationships broken, trust broken, been hurt going through things. Some are going through unimaginable things. And to have strangers, when we tell them, it's like, hey, it's our listening family. No, you know, they love you. They care about you. And they created this fund for you. It does get really quiet. And there's a lot of tears as well, too. And I think there's a lot of beauty in that quiet.